Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All righty then, here we are. Ready? Stretch. Yeah, I was pumping some iron yesterday. Gotta stretch it out a little bit.
Show off.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we do.
It's a 9 o'clock stretch, 9:07 to be exact. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. And in a minute, Art Forgy is going to talk to us. But first, some of your top stories. Looks like inflation is continuing. You're not going to see a cut from the Fed. Not anytime soon, for sure. The Masters kicked off, although kicked off a little bit. Well, I guess they actually put it off till 10-something. So, but, of course, that'll be going on the next 3 days. Augusta National, so enjoy. Orange and Blue game is this Saturday. And without further ado, our friend, Alachua County Sheriff's Office spokesperson Art Forgy in the house. Good morning, Art.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Bob. I can sure tell you have been pumping iron. You look like you could suit up for the Orange and Blue game tomorrow.
Thanks, brother.
Saturday.
Oh, man.
Thanks, brother.
Don't tell him these things, yeah. Art. Don't tell him these things.
All he needs is a Slim Jim. Yeah. These calls, you never know what's going to happen. Domestic calls. I've talked to cops. It's one of the most dangerous calls you can make.
You don't
know what to expect. You had one recently, turned out to be an arrest, but what ensued?
Yeah, you're in that person's home, and knives, bats, everything are fair game because they know where everything is. So they are very dangerous. So Sunday evening, the Gainesville police responded to a domestic incident over off of Southwest 13th Street. Had a subject that was involved in the domestic that was ultimately charged, but he refused to come out of the house. He had a knife at one point threatening officers, so GPD left. They were able to obtain warrants for his arrest, and our warrants investigators showed up there Tuesday afternoon, verified he was in the home, and once again he was refusing to come out. So at that point we know we have a felon that is holed up and don't know what we have. So our negotiators were activated, our SWAT team obviously for the standoff, and it ended peacefully. However, right there on the edge of campus, large crowd there that were watching
around.
And a lot of cars. Our guys, we don't have a dedicated SWAT team as per se. That's their job. They're made up from all over the agency, so
right.
They have to come from everywhere. Same with negotiators. So a lot of people that have to get there, and makes a pretty good show.
The most important thing, I guess, is, though, that the person who was allegedly on the receiving end of abuse for this domestic call, they were safe. They were safe.
Yes.
They were away from the home, so you didn't have to at least worry about that. You just had to worry about, the one perp. Okay.
Yes, and ultimately, after the power was cut to the house, he came out peacefully and surrendered and was taken into custody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's once the power's off. It's only a matter of time, usually, but you never know. You have actually a horse rescue, a good story.
Yeah, this is something that a lot of people don't think about. We have a rural services unit, and that's strictly what they deal with, is livestock and farm crimes, things of that nature. So got a call that a horse was in a retention pond, was about to drown. Fire rescue got on scene. They were able to keep the horse's head elevated out of the water. The horse had resigned to the fact, we believe, that he was going to drown.
Really?
So our rural services guys and fire rescue fashioned up a sling to get the horse out, and we were able to get the horse out. Obviously, he was exhausted. After a short time, he came around, and you know, he's given back to his owner.
So he's going to be fine?
Don't know that. Outcome yet, but we hope so.
Yeah, well, better than if you hadn't responded.
Absolutely,
certainly.
Absolutely.
You guys are heavily involved in Special Olympics. We've talked about some of that stuff, Tip a Cop, and you can talk about that too. But April 19th is the actual law enforcement torch run for Special Olympics.
Yeah, I'd love for you and Greg to come, but it's at the tail end of your show. It's going to begin at 10 a.m. over at the Butler Plaza, over in Butler Plaza at the Publix. Be a short run. There'll be some refreshments, some food at the end of it, and it'll be a large crowd. We would like to get anybody from the community that wants to come, walk, run, whatever you want to do, ride your bike, come over, join with us, and support Special Olympics. There'll be some of the athletes there, so we'd love to for our community to turn out and show they support them.
Well, I know Greg supports the Tip a Cop. He went to one fundraiser and almost made it to another one, but he double booked himself. But the bottom line is, you guys have been doing this ongoing. Do you know when the next Tip a Cop event is?
Yeah, actually, it's 2 weeks from today. It's April the 25th. It will be from 4 in the afternoon till 8 p.m. We're going to be at the Hurricane BTW. Out by Santa Fe College on 39th Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come on out, Tip a Cop. We'll be your servers. We'll be doing bussing tables, for a little bit of everything, helping the wait staff out, working for tips for Special Olympics.
And there'll be somebody in the crowd yelling, "Remember, cops, you work for me." And then after that, I'll be quiet.
Okay.
No, good work there. National Telecommuters Week. We know how significant that job is, but you always like to give them a tip of the hat.
Yeah, they are probably the least recognized cog in the wheel, because they take your call, they get your help there, they get the deputies what they need, but they don't always hear the outcome of the call because they're on to the next one.
Right.
And they provide an invaluable service, and they should have more than 1 week, but they have 1 week where they're recognized nationally and celebrated nationally, and so we like to
do you crank call them?
And
you crank call them during that week?
No, huh?
No. Okay, that's not a good thing.
No, not a good thing.
Okay.
And, we try to get over by there and let them know on a daily basis or weekly basis how important they are. It's not just 1 week. It's all the time.
You're Prince Albert, you can. All right. Also, there's Airborne Public Safety Association Safety Seminar. I have no clue. What is that about?
The Airborne Public Safety Association, it's a nonprofit individual membership organization founded in 1968.
Not that kind of airborne.
Oh, okay.
To support and encourage the use of aircraft in public safety. So,
Civil Air Patrol.
Large organization.
Isn't that Civil Air Patrol?
More along the lines of law enforcement, helicopters,
gotcha.
And air aviation.
It's your version of it.
Yes.
Okay, not
so,
civil.
Got them together and held a safety seminar here in Gainesville a couple of days earlier this month. And so glad to have them, glad to have the safety aspect that they bring to the table, and glad to be able to support other air agencies that were able to come to this and participate.
Want to make a difference in your community and end up with a pension and a rewarding job? There's an opening for you in law enforcement. Here with more details is Art Forgy.
Thanks for that introduction. I tell you what, we are hiring for, you don't want to wear a gun, you want to sit behind a computer in an office, we've got jobs for you. Everything from the guys in uniform that you see pushing the green and whites, to jobs out at the jail, to clerical jobs and office jobs around the sheriff's office. So you don't necessarily have to be out there carrying a gun. We want you to come. We're going to give you a pension. We're going to give you great benefits, a lot of time off, and you'll be a part of a family.
And at least give them a shout, because signing bonuses, I don't know where you're at on that, but I know scholarships for the training could be available. So there's, a lot of opportunity. So check that out. And Art, we always appreciate it. Thanks for coming around, hanging out, and putting up with me.
You guys are nice to put up with. I enjoy it.
Especially for putting up with Bob.
Yeah. Only special people can really deal with me, and Art's one of them.
Yeah.
You're in that small circle.
It's a very small.
You're in the inner circle, Art. Don't mess it up.
I'll try my best.
Look at me, Panama Red. Look at me. It's a movie line. Don't arrest me. 9:15 on the Bob Rose Show. There is a lot more to talk about. 30 minutes away from things that make you smile on 97.3 The Sky.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.